Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Monday Morning Quarterbacks brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely in the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. And I'm here with Saints quarterback Drew Brees, who has now completed the entire travel around the NFL, the 32nd team that you've beaten in your career. Just one of three quarterbacks in NFL history to do that. I know you'll say no. Was it on your mind at all? Did you consider for a minute? You know, this is something not a lot of people do. Don't lie to me.
No, you talk, the 32nd win?
Yeah.
I mean, the 32nd team? You know, listen, it's a little bit. It was a little bit of a monkey on my back. It's just kind of odd, you know. Like, obviously, I played for an AFC team, the Chargers, and now I play for an NFC team. You know, I guess. I played these guys one time as a Charger, and then I guess this is the fourth time as a Saint. And just for one reason or another, just had never gotten a win against these guys, you know. And so they've always had one of the best defenses in the league, I feel like, every time we've played them, right? It's always been one of these just slugfest games, and we just, for one reason or another, we just haven't been able to get it done until today.
We didn't get them last year when they weren't any good, right? You got to get them when the defense is rolling.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like 10 potential Hall of Famers from this defense that we played against, right, over the last, 18 years of my career. So, they've had so many great players. And, listen, this defense coming in as number one defense in the league, I mean, we knew the type of game it was going to be. And I felt like we executed it as well as we could have and obviously won it in pretty crazy fashion.
You talk about the game plan, and there's a couple things that are pretty evident. One, you guys ring off 39 carries in that game. I played for Sean for a long time, and I don't remember a whole lot of 39-carry games. And you really saw the cumulative effect of those as you guys got into the fourth quarter, which is really where you guys dominated this game.
Absolutely. It call it dent the defense, right? I mean, maybe it's just for 2 or 3 yards in the first half, and then all of a sudden those 2 and 3 yard runs turn into 4, 5, 6, 7 yard runs, and all of a sudden then you break one. And I think just the versatility that we have with Mark, with AK, when we bring Taysom into the game. There's just so many things we can do with our run game. You run it out of heavy, you run it out of nickel, you run it, you know, with the read option stuff. So, really like what we're doing there. I think it gives defenses problems, you know. And then, of course, then you got the passing game to complement it as well. And I just felt like we were super balanced tonight, which is what you need.
You guys come into a game against a team that had not scored a touchdown in the second, that had not given up a touchdown all year in the second half. This team's been incredible in the fourth quarter all season long. You guys are leading the league coming in at 13.8 points per fourth quarter, which is a heck of a number. And you guys come in against the number one defense in football, a team giving up 12.8 a game yards, or I'm sorry, points, and you have 17 points in the fourth quarter alone in this game. You also, as you guys get a score late in the fourth quarter, the defense comes up with its first three and out of the afternoon or the evening. This team seems to really have the ability to close.
Yeah, that's if you want to have one strength, you want that to be your strength, right? Ability to finish. And we talk about it. And again, we knew the type of game this was going to be. We knew we might have to weather the storm early, so to speak. You know, they're going to be all, you know, geeked up. They're playing at home. They're playing against, you know, a good offense, and so we knew they would have some stuff for us. And, you know, I loved our – is there such thing as patient aggressiveness? You know, I mean, we went for it on fourth down, what, three times in the first?
Four times,
right, with the fake punt.
Yeah.
Ran 20 plays. I mean, regardless of the fact that we didn't come away with any points, we set the tone for how we were going to play this game. We were going to play to win this game, right? We were going to be aggressive. We were gonna lean on both the run and the pass. Like we were gonna make sure that we were very balanced, and we just knew that it was only a matter of time, right, before all that stuff would sort itself out. In fourth quarter, man, we were able to come through and get a lot of points.
Last question for you. You guys spent a lot of time in a no-huddle empty, a Bombers kind of set. It gives you guys an opportunity to kind of simplify what they're doing. And this is a team, we always called it as Lyman Star Wars. They're bringing stuff from all over the place, and that gave you guys a chance to kind of calm them down a little bit. Did you guys, was that a game plan coming in? Did that kind of develop as the game went on?
No, it was a game plan thing coming in. I just felt like there would be an opportunity for it. You know, we hit a big play or two in that package, which was good. It's just, you know, the versatility of what we can do with all the guys that we have, right? You know, sometimes you do that with a bunch of receivers on the field. Sometimes you do it with three tight ends and a fullback on the field, you know? So it's just it's unique when you're able to do it from multiple formations or multiple personnel groups.
All right, I'll let you go. Congratulations on becoming the fourth quarterback in NFL history with over 500 touchdown passes. Now at 501, I won't ask you a question about it, but congratulations. Good week next week. Good luck next week against Minnesota.
You're the best, buddy. Thank you.
Love you. But that's Drew Brees here from Baltimore, where the Saints win it 24-23. Money Morning Quarterback is brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. I'm Zach Strief, signing off from Baltimore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.